Here's Tamach Beis, Nivamos continued, 62nd Shur, Nivamos continued, Yudal Adar Aleph, Hei Tav Shalom, Yudal, February 15, 1976, on Sunday.
Takes the Nether on Ishmui, it should be tested whether he understands the essence of the Nether or not. So we don't require this person. But the Rambam says that once the girl is 12 or the boy is 13, even though we know that they did not produce the Tzairis, so Al Pidin, they are still considered Ktani. So even though we know that we don't know the essence of the neder, in the Yidin we should make not true. So still the neder and the shvui is valid neder. So the basic Kelim point out that there are two separate mufles omuchlish, according to the Rambam. There is one mufles omuchlish. There is one mufles omuchlish. One mufles omuchlish that has attained already shonim, but is still a cotton because he has not produced the money, and there is another mufle somuchlish, and that's mame somuchlish, in other words, who has not produced the money, because even if he did, so we pass from the tich hazmanazeh, he's still ifnei hazmanazeh, so it's not the money, who has not produced the money, and who has not attained Shonim either, but he's close to Shonim. He's close to Shonim. So in other words, so what do we see from this? So we see from this, Tishnes Rambam, we also see that there are two elements. There is an element, in Godless there are two elements. There is an element of puberty and there is an element of maturity. So in other words, one who is already 13 or a girl who is already 12, so then as far as maturity is concerned, so he or she has attained it fully. But they didn't produce the money. So that's one type of Mufusamachlish. So Mimele, even though we know that he's not idealishim notru, Ulshein Miigdishu. So we treat them like a Godel Mamesh, a 40-year-old who doesn't know Ulshein Minodal Shem Miigdish. Because he's a fully mature person, so even though he doesn't act it out, but it doesn't matter. So the nether is valid. So the same thing is true of one who is 13 or of a girl who is 12. So that means that as far as the element of maturity is concerned, so he has already attained this godless. So even if he's not Yidei Al Yishim, not Al Shemish, Mashein Kein, 11 or 12, so that means not only that he has not attained the element of Simonim, he has not even attained the element of Shonim, but he's close to it. So then we say, if he's Yedei Alishim Minoda, so in other words, so then he's considered as someone who already has attained Shonim, because after all, he has the das of someone who is already full in Shonim as well. So that's Halacha L'Meishe Misinai, but we see that there are two elements in that place. Alright. Now, Ketzad Petrus Tereseya. Mino Ane Mile. Omer Rav Yudeh de Yom Akro Litzrei Atero Ripso Tzori Sal. Rav Asher Omer Svorim. Zor in my time I see rod in Mokim Erwakayim. Zor a Zor on Am in Mokim Erwakayim. So in other words, so there's a machleke between Rav Yude and Rav Ashi. According to Rav Yude, we have to resort to a posik. According to Rav Ashi, we don't have to resort to a posik. He's deduced Mr. Aslo. Now, I think that I discussed it more than once. At the very beginning, at the beginning of Yevomis, so I discussed that there is a machleke between Rashi and Teisves. As to the Pshat in the Gemara. Rashi says here, Mino Anemile, Vitzora Soros Optur. So Rav Yude says that the reason as to why Tzora Sor is also Optur, now it's my even, because of the Posik. But without the Posik, I would say, even though we had the Posik, the Tzor is Optur, but that wouldn't mean, it wouldn't follow, that Tzora Sor is Optur. But we have the Posik, not only in regard to Tzoros, Ergo, but also in regard to Tzoras. Rav Asher says no. We only need a posik that Tzoras Elvo is Torah. once it is established that Tzora Salva is Tzora, so then the Aloche, the Tzora Salva is Tzora, follows in Tzora Salva. That's according to Rashi. But Teisves, so in the first Loshin Davbeis, Omed Aleph, says the same thing like Rashi. But then the second Loshin, Teisves, in Davbeis, Omed Aleph, says Vein Amunon, Yoravashen Amet Tzora Salva, Nachkin Yitzchayim. The big more Ekotone, the Hete Bishmaitin, Tzora Salva, same in Ayin, Tamulim, and Yitzchayim, and Yitzchayim. Ulkamen die Koboye mit Noane Mille, lo ja zore zore sehen koma. Die behedi dore schlo bepreise mit Israel. Er war auf ihn mehr oder was nissen koi. Wie oma rab jude die kule mit Stame mit Israel. Rabashe so war die mit Israel und mit Stame le trei. War auf ihn mehr oder das misswana. So in other words, but Rashi doesn't explain it that way. Rashi explains it like the first motion in Teisves, that they come down. Because then Rashi says in so many words, Mino ane mile di tzora soros of tzora. Not Mino ane mile da filo ad meyo. But it's tzora soros. Tzora soros. So this is...
Shir Samach Dalet, 64th Shir. In Yevamos, Yudchez Adar Aleph, Edushin Lavav, February
19, 1976, Thursday. Imei Yisohei, no, so that means that if, let's say, Reuven was married to Sorach, Reuven, the brother of Shimon, or the brother of Osher, was married to Sorach, the daughter of Osher, and he had another wife, Leah. And then, so the Mishnah says, if Reuven died, and then Sorach is nefeles for her father Osher, so of course she is Turam Nachlitz Mayim, so Leah the Tzore is also Turam Nachlitz Mayim. But suppose the Mishnah says Imeso in his Garshu, that is Reuven was married to Sorach Bas Osher and to Leah, and then Reuven, while he was alive, so and he decided to divorce Sorach, then Reuven died, and then at the time when he died, so his only wife was Leah, not Sorach, so then Leah is Kukol Lechlitz Eliyib. So even Kines Lisev Girish, even if first he married Leah, and then he divorced Sorach. V'rimino, Gimul Achim Shnayim Nisuyim B'Zachoyetz, V'yachot Nosu Nochis, Reuven Shimon Leah with three brothers. So Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters. Let's say Reuven is married to Rochel and Shimon was married to Leah. And then Levi is married to Bilhah, who is not the sister of Rochel and Leah. Girish echot balachoy is ish. So let's say Reuven divorced Rochel. And then Umeis hanosu nochis. Levi died. So then we came some garish. So Reuven was Miyavim Bilhah. And then Umeis, so that Mishnah says, Zui Shomru Shimeis Unizgal Shetzor Yisayim Utoreis. So in this case, time of the Girish V'Hakin Kineis. So that means that in this case, when Reuven was Miyavim Bilhah, so at that time, so Rochel was already dead. So in that case, so at no moment was she Tzore of an Erva. Zui Yishom was she Meisim Yisgal Tzore Yisim Tzore. Time of the Kiddush V'Hakin Kineis, Avo Kineis V'Hakin Gireish. So even though Bishas Nise, she was not the Tzore of an Erva, but for a certain period she was a Tzora Servo, so then she's still a Suro. Avo Kineis V'Hakin Gireish Loi. So it's a stire, and our Mishnah says, Meisoein v'afilu kines leisev girish. Even if he was kines leye, and then he was migarish sorach. Not after he was migarish ruve, he was migarish sorach first, and then he married leye. So it's a stire between the two Mishnahs. Omar abhiyo mi etavre, mishe shonozu lishonozu, haita nesova amise mapeles, vaita nesova nisuyim orishen mapilim. But there is a mandoma who says. So Rove only says that the Mishnah of Yimu Achim also agrees with our Mishnah that Nisui Meinu Mapilim, that Miso Mapeles. But no one can deny that there is such a Tana Reb Lezer, that Kufches. He says in so many words that Nisui is Mapil. Alright, now let's see the Rashi. Mino ane mila di tzara soros of tuon is gaushu soros seim itoriz vapu lukini sochi es anochis lipsei girish es vasochi vahavu itzoriz ulezuki nerish apel hoche kusharin ole li yivume kediktonu ame isabite in gaushu ulushas nefilu lahavu itzoriz ulezuki vichin so amgari shumeitz vinoklu nochis lipne shlish shenosu achis ishtei shalzu shalzeo rishenu vahavu itzoras achis ishtei mishen is gaushu soros seim itoriz hoi vo hoi so achis ishtei shalzeo tzori nochi zu shekini nisuin shalzu nis gaushu. So at no moment she was a tzor, she was a co-wife. Over there. Tavre kashen adore. Hai tamim mas nisi tzor amisis at habal mapeles no shofid. Hil kach afilu kinis lisim gireish. Kibn dibishas misi lap tzor asa basi isha. Vitane basre. Sova. That's the right idea, say tane basre. Sova al nisuim orishenim. Sho isho nises lebailo mapil niso yid. Hil kach mishenazis tzor aselvo. So, if it is kine is lipsev gireish, so until the gireshin, she would, so Leah was the tzore of Sorach. So mimele it's nesra shoachas. Hilkach mishenazes tzora servo. Before he was migarish, before Uvein was migarish Sorach. So she became asuranim. So it's a nesra ilovis, even after nizgarshon, she is not a tzora servo. Zudim asnis doch dikin sin gerish mit teres getonne u meise mit nis gash mit zol fun azu dikim u achim dikirish le sekine is which will be considered even called by Rabbi Elazar who holds nisuim apil who holds nisuim apil. Now the expression nisuim or rishenim apilim has no relevance here. I mean what's it, we're not talking here of nisuim or rishenim here. So Tesis pointed out nisuim or rishenim apilim hochele aveshayach למין כתור ישנים, דילי כוח את חי ניסוי, ומשמעי לפרק בשם אינו כתוכה, דתנן המגר יסוי אישו והרזירו מותרס ליוב, ורב לזר איסר, ומפורש עושים טיים דרוד לזר, משם דיסאפטו עם מי זה מפרס, ניסויים הראשונים מפרים. So, there is a mishne, דף קופחס, עם בומס. דף איזה, זה דולס לאן, קופחס עומד בייס, and then it continues in קופטס. המגר יסוי אישו והרזירו מותרס ליוב. With Teres Leon. So, the Mishnah says that if one is Migarish, one was married to a woman, and then he was Migarish, then he remarried her. And then he died in the second marriage. So she's with Teres Leon. But the Rabbi Elazar is, why is Rabbi Elazar is here, because Rabbi Elazar holds Nisuim Orishenim Apil. Now Rashi explains it. Mu'iteres liyobim v'leamril Nisuim Orishenim Apil m'yivom olif liyobim. V'arines rol ofis ha-Nisiyun b'shas shivishod, b'shas shikir shorochim. V'havelei grush asochim. Because if we say Nisuim Orishenim is Mapilim, so m'imele So Memele, when he was Migarisher, so at that moment she was Asur. After the first matrimony, the first issues. So he was Migarisher. So she became Asur on him because of Grusha Soch to the Yom at the time. Now Ruvein married Rachel. And then after a few years he divorced her. Then he remarried her, and then he died, and she was Nifeles to Shimon. So according to Tanekame, so Shimon can be Miyam. According to Rabbi Elazar, not. Why? Because Rabbi Elazar holds Nisuim Orishenim Mapili. So when Ruvein was Migarish Rochel the first time, so then since Nisuim Mapili, so she became Asur to Shimon, mitzad Grusha Sochit, mitzad Eishe Sochit. So Mimele then, when he remarried her, so she cannot become Uteres, because it's less all of Shoachas. This is the time of Rabbeza. Now, so here the expression. Here the expression of Nisui Marisheni Mishayach, Mashenke in the Mishnah of Gimel Achim. So the expression of the Nisui Marisheni is not chav. Now, this is what he says. So if we say Nisui Marisheni Mapili, so Mimele. So Mila, she's a soul liobm, and she shouldn't require chlitza either. But Reb Lezer is a seer liobm, but he doesn't say that she is mitaras lishuk like that. So because Reb Lezer has a sofik, but if we say that nisuim rishonim apilin, then she would be a soul liobm and she wouldn't require chlitza either, because there is no difference between yibm and chlitza. So there the expression Nisuim Morishen Mishayach. Now, so what is the reason of Reb Lezer that she's a Asur Yom? If Reuven married Rochel, and then after a few years he divorced her, and then he remarried her again, and then he died, and she was the fellas before Shimon, so Shimon, she's a Asur Shimon. Why? Because since Nisuim is Mapili, so Mimele, at the time of the Geirishin, she became a Asur. Now, so here there is a certain difficulty. I mean, it will sound very strange. So why dafke, according to Reb Lezer, why does Reb Lezer say that I'm a garis asishti verzio, varakach meis, so mimele, she's a soul yobm? Why? Because nes hol of shoachas. Now, why don't we say, according to Rabbanon, nes hol of shoachas? Let us ask that kashi. According to Rabbanon of Reb Lezer also. Nesrol of Shachas. So Mimele, I'm Garish Sishma. Ruvein was married to Rochel. And then he divorced. Then he married her again. And then he died. So the Rabbonon of Rabbezah say, Shimon can be miyabim her. But there is a locha of Nesrol Shachas. So before he died. So then she was Nesrol on him. So let us say that Kashi, according to Agen Rabbonon, not only in connection with Amgaris Esishti Verziro, but in connection with every woman, we can ask Kashi Nesro Shachas. How can we visualize the Din of Yiv? The Torah says there is a Din of Yiv, but this Din of Yiv seems to be inconsistent with the Aloche of Nesro Shachas. I mean, so let me tell that the Din of Yiv should be a stira against the Aloche of Nesro Shachas, because assuming that there is a Din of Nesro Shachas, so every woman should be a Asur to the Yom. Reuven and Shimon are two brothers, not a Girsha Berzio. No Girsha. So Reuven was married to Rochel. And then Reuven died and had no children. So Shimon is Miyabim. So we say that what? That Mise is Mati of the Issa Arishisach. But when does the Issa Arishisach become Mutter? The Issa Arishisach becomes Nifka when Reuven dies. But Reuven was married to Rochel for 20 years. So throughout the 20 years, Rochel was Asur on Shimon. So it's Nesro Shoachas. So let us apply the Aloche of Nesro Lulon. The answer is, Nesro Shoachas is only Shayach, even Shasnifile she was Nesro. But when Reuven was married to Rochel for 20 years, so then throughout the 20 years, Rochel was Asuro to Shimon on the score of Eishes Reuven, of Eishes Ach. But it wasn't the moment of Shasnifile. So when is the Shasnifile? When Reuven died, then she was, the moment Reuven died, she became a terrorist. So it's not Nesro Shoachas and Shasnifile, it's Nesro Shoachas Shaloi and Shasnifile. Nesro Shoachas and Shasnifile. So that's the reason as to why the Rabbonim of Reb Lezer say that even if it's it was Migarish, Reuven was Migarish Rochel, and then he remarried her, so we cannot say Nesro Shoachas. Because when was Nesro Shoachas? When he was Migarish her? From the first Ishes? So it wasn't just the feeling. But Reb Lezer says that Nisuim appealing, so Mimele, Hamgarish Eshishti Ver Zero, so the moment when he's Migarish, it was Nesro Shoachas. But the question is, why? Because Shas Nisuim is also the feeling. So then the question arises, so even without Kirsho, how can we conceive, according to the Blazer, a din of him that we should always encounter the difficulty of Nesa Shachas? Ruvein married Rochel, and let's say, and he didn't divorce her. Then after a number of years, he died. So until he died, she was Rochel was Asura to Shimon. And all these years, while while he was living, so it was a Shasnifila because the Suim appealed. So the whole stretch of the marital relationship was a longly Shasnifila, and she was Asura all the time. Only when Reuven dies, she becomes with Teres. But how can she become with Teres? Let us apply the Alochem Nezhachas. So you'll say, so we can't visualize it in of you. So let us say, so a minute that should be exerts a concept that there is no such concept as the Nezhachas. The answer is, if we say Nisuim appealing, so what does it mean Nisuim appealing? Does it mean Nisuim appealing? Now, if we say Nisuim appealing, so we understand what it means Nisuim appealing. In other words, because she is skuko to the yom, because at the time of the mise she is skuko to the yom. But the mandoma nisuim appealing, does it mean that the current mandoma nisuim appealing, let's say Reuven is married to Rachel and Shimon, so that means we don't pass like Rav Eshe. We is passing that new divine is a kosei. But here it's not effective because she's a tzora self. With tzora self, she's an elite. Torah Mecheskel, mina ribal, v'teres lohavi. Yob masu al mishas nefila niras kitalosei. Ochename mishas nefila niras kitzora.
Shir Samach Gimel 63rd Shir Nivamos Tez Zayin Adar Aleph Hey Tov Shin Lam Vav
17, 1976 on Tuesday. Now, so that we had at the beginning of Yevamos, Gemara cited this mission. So at that time we mentioned there is two pshotim. I mean, no difference. I mean. Just two different pshatim, but no naftimine. According to Rashi, it means nisuis. Nisuis lachirim means not to the brother. Married to the brother. Let's say Reuven and Shimon are not brothers. Reuven and Shimon are not brothers. They are unrelated to each other. And Reuven was married to the mother of Shimon, and he had another wife. And then Reuven died. So of course, Shimon cannot marry his mother, but he can marry the other wife of Reuven. The Rambam, this is Rashi's pshat, this is that. And the Rambam's pshat in Perush HaMishnah is that they were married to the brother. But since Dushin is not Eifes, so again, the Tzoris is Motoris. So she's not a Tzoris Elvo. So it was just biznus and b'yisah. So, and Gdushin is not Eifes. Alright. So, Sheish Aroi is Chmuris Meir, Sheisui is Lacherim. So, we say Metodis. Yeish Chmuris Meir, Uma Uchimah Shalahem, Sheisui is Lacherim, V'nichim Linosi Lohachiv Movit. V'imeisu, Baleyen, Sheinochi, Sitil Zeh, So, we say Metodis, Vos Lase. Imei, E'nichim Linosi Lohachiv Shalzeh Movit, Shari Leish is off. And Gdushin is not even Eifes. וכן איש שסעוב ואחי סובי ואיש שסוחיב מאובי שאו ליבונים ואיש שסחיובי כולן אסורס לא חיב מאובי כשאים שאסורס או לא ואין בהם צדיב מלדלי לו ומיסו לאחרים ולהם נושים אחרים ומייסו מתורס לנוסי לזה שאינצור עשר ואסורו לו כשנוק לו לעיר אם הוא ערבו פעם אחת שכיבי שפוטרו צור עשר ובו וצור עשר ובו עומדו אילומיס בייסר איש שסח שיש לבון so Rashi mentioned that be skim she potro is im chinof lo yiv mi moya va pamacha in order to include I mean this aloche of nescho sho achasol. Now the Mishnah says bishamai matir in atzores leachen ובסירוליסטי, so בשמי החיליק על הולדים, זה צורס החיסישתי, צורס הרבו, is אסורו פריום, which is deduced from the פוסיק ליצחי, so the Torah says that the צורס החיסישו is אסורו, בשמי they don't darshan this drosh of ליצחי. So ממילא, according to בשמי, so if Reuven was married to the, let's say he was married to two women, and one wife is an elbo to Shimon, either because Bitei or Achisishti, whatever the elbo is, and then he had another wife, and then Reuven died, so of course the elbo, Shimon cannot be Miyab the elbo, but he can be Miyab the other wife. So Bishamai Matir Latzores Lach, or Bisilalis, because Bisilal Dalsh, this Drosh. בשם מתחילים צורס על ריסי המלוכים להסבעת רושם לצחיר חולצו בשם היי פייסלי מן הקונה because according to בשם היי so the צור of the elbow is irregular yivomit so ממילא she is not allowed to get married לשוב until she gets chlitze so if she did get chlitze from the brother so then she is asur likune because she requires chlitze so ממילא the chlitze is a chlitze so she's a surikune but to be still machshiv because according to Bisilel she's allowed to get married lishuk without chlitze so the chlitze has no significance so mimele she's even though he gave a chlitze but it has no significance so mimele she's muteres likune nisyadmu suppose the tzoras achisisho the tzoras helvo so shimen was miyabim her, he married her. Now according to Bishamai, he's allowed to marry her, he's mekayim mitzvah. So Bishamai machshirim, so in other words, Bishamai is machshirim, so if he did marry her, so she's muteres likehani. If after that, she became an almonet from that him. But Bishilel, according to Bishilel, so Tzoras Elvo is asuro, now Tzoras Elvo, so mele, there is a Nisar of Vishesach, so it's a Bias Kores, so mele she becomes a Zeyne. So when she becomes, so she becomes asuro v'keye. V'sham machshirim b'sil peis, afal pi she'ilo eisrim ve'ilo matirim, eilo peislim ve'ilo machshirim, lo yininu b'shamay milisonoshim b'silam, v'lo y'bisilom b'shamay. So even though, let's say, where it was Nisyab, so in such a case, Nisyab, so that's only in regard to Ikea. But the Nafkimina is Ligami the Vlad. Let's say it's herself. So according to Bishamai, she is allowed to be Nisyab. It's in Mikhaim and Mitz. According to Bisilel, she is Asuro. So Mimele, so the Torah cannot be Misyab. And if the Yovim will be Miyab in the Torah, he'll be even the Yisrael of Ishesach. Chores. So supposedly, he will be Miyab. And they'll have a Vlad, so the Vlad will be a Mamzer. So the question arises, so then one would say that Bisilel should not be allowed to marry children of the Bishama. Because maybe the child is the blood of Itzoras Elbo. So it's still in Nimniu. So why in Nimniu? So it's one of two things. Either that Bishamai did not act out their own aloche in practice on account of the fact that Bisil was a rov. So even though Bishamai felt that on an ideal level, they are right, and Itzoras Elbo should be Misyabemes. But since the fact was that Bisilel was a rov, so mele they did not deport themselves in practice in accordance with their own view. So mele, so Bisilel was allowed to marry anyone from Bishamai. They didn't have to be afraid lest he's a vlad tzoras elvo, because Bishamai, theoretically, their view was on a theoretical level that the Tzoras Elvo is Mishabemes, but we might say they didn't act it out because Bisilel was a rov. So Mele, Bisilel had no choshes, had no fears to marry children of Bishama. If loyosu, if we say loyosu Bishamai, kidivreyem. But then there is a machlekes whether also Bishamai kidivreyem or loyosu Bishamai deyem. So if the loyosu Bishamai kidivreyem, so then there was no problem altogether. So without any inquiries, so they were allowed to marry from the children from Bisham. But if we say also Bisham Kidivrayem, so then they were still able to get married because they inquired from Bishamai, this boy, this girl, maybe he or she is a blood of Itzora Selvo, and then Bishamai told them it's not a blood of Itzora Selvo, so they're allowed to marry. So, אבל פי שאילו ישראל ולא מתירים, אילו פי ישראל ומכשירים, לא ניפלו בשם לסנושים בישראל, ולא בישראל ובשמי. כל התאריס, now, then the Mishnah tells us, כל התאריס והתמלי שאילו מתארים, because there were other מחלוקת between בשם ובישראל, besides the union of Torah Selvo, with Abitum and Vitare. So, suppose there was a case, we are according to Bishamai, it was Toyer, according to Bishamai, it was Tomei, or vice versa. So yeilu mitarim veilu mitarim loynimnu aizin tares eilu al gabeilu. So again, so eilu mashivim kileim eilu. So if loyosu bishamai kidivreyem, some meile, so they didn't even have to inquire, to ask any questions. But if osu bishamai kidivreyem, so then they had to ask questions. But when they were told that this is not one of the controversial situations, so then they could use the kelim of the other. Alright. Hold to our Torah's Rashi. Hold to our Torah's Menachem. Bishamai Pesach Lakune. She chlitzo so chlitze. Because she requires chlitze. So if she did get chlitze, she becomes a suro lekeye. Upisimu machshiri. Livni chlitzo shen sholei vitzerach. Vare ke chlitzes menanoch. Nisiyad mulachim. Bishamai machshiri meso lekeyanim. Im nisa umenu. Mir vemein. Because she was not nivalo iblasisa. Upisimu peislim. She nivalo leosa lohen. And what kind of a nisa is it? Nisa kores, ish esach, shaloi moke mitzvah, vanivalo liposolo, oso zeyne, vazeyne asur likuno. Now there is a machlekes between Rashi and Teisves. I mentioned that in the Mishnayos. And the same machlekes is between Rambam and Raive. Now, so according to the Rambam, so every bia that is asur also becomes a zeyne. According to the Raivet, only if it's a bias kores, but asur likunesh is anyway. Now in this case, it's a nisa kores. It's a sach, so it's certainly a zeyne. So, we see a case is val lo salem, van val lo liposol lo, lo so zeyne, va zin asur likuno. Lo imimu aval pishet ne atzorosh nisiyavu ki bishamay, mamzir mim li bisilel, shari bisa vish esachi aleyem, vish esach bikores, ubnei arayu eshin chayom ikhrises, mamzir mim, ki damrin en fiokin, apel ocha lo imimu u bisilel mu bisil noshim, bishamay, li visho yomidi ele meis na bois, na atzor yisu peos. Eilu al gabe eilu, eilu mashilim ki leyem leyem. Oma rapshim em en paz, my time edi bishamay. My time edi bishamay. So, bishamay, don't darshan litzreya. But why don't they darshan litzreya? So they have a reason as to why they don't darshan litzreya. Dichsiv loisiyeh ishe sames hachutzo li zo. So the Torah says loisiyeh ishe sames hachutzo. The outside, the external why of the mess. Michlal chutzo, michlal dikep nimitz. The Torah could have said loisiyeh ishe sames li zo. What does it say hachutzo? So in other words, it means, so the Torah implies that the chutzo, the chitzenis, is loisiyah leizo. Loizo. The chitzenis. What do you mean the chitzenis? The chitzenis means one who is not a krevo. To the yob. That's a chitzenis. So in other words, there are two wives, michlal dike pnimis. There is one who is a pnimis, who is related, who is a krevo, who is asuro to the yob. Let's say like Achisishte or Bite, whatever. That's the Kreivetz. And there is a Chitzenis. Who is Muteres Liyo. So Mimele, the Torah says, Loisiye ishe sames achutzo liizo. In other words, the Chitzenis cannot get married with Shuk without Chlit. So who the Chitzenis cannot get married with Shuk? cannot get married Lishuk. Michlau Dike Pnimis. Why? There is a Pnimis that is Asuro. That is Asuro to the Yovn. And still the Chitzenis is Muteres Yovn and she's Kukol Yovn. And that's the reason as to why she cannot get married Lishuk. So we have Xeras Akosu that when there are two wives, and one is a Pnimis and one is a Chitzenis, so the Chitzenis is Kukal Yivn and she is Asura to get married Lishuk. Vomrachmona we see is a Mesa Chutza Chitzenis Shinochit Liyobn Loitiel Iza Michal Dike Pnimis Bado Kreivali Vomrachmona Lisi Ubisilel Miboyalu Lichet Rav Yudha Marav Vomrav Yudha Marav Minayin שהם קדושים תפסים ביבומר, שנאמר, לא יציא איש אסמס החוצו ליזור, לא יציא בו הוואי ליזור. This is how Rav Darshan. And according to Shmuel, the קדושים is תפס. So, ממילא, so he Darshan that he applies it to Rav. So, according to Rav, so the Posik tells us that קדושים is not תפס. So, we see a boy Eliza, Ubishamai, Mixiv Lachutz, Chutz Oxiv. So, Memele Chutzo implies that the woman herself is a Chitzenis. Not that the Dushin is not Avis Liza. Ubisilel, Kim Dixiv Chutzo, Kiman Dixiv Lachutz Dom. It's the same thing. Itanir and Chemi Eimer, Kol Teva Shetzri Cholamed Bichiloso, Hitler Akosu, Hei Biseifo, Vitonen Rabbi Shmuel, Kein Eilim, Eilimo. So it's mentioned in Bishalach that the Israelites arrived Eilimo, so they went to an Eilim, so instead of Lei Eilim, the Torah uses the expression Eilimo, or Machnaim, so instead of Lei Machnaim, Machnaimo. Or instead of Le Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim. Divisoimo in the Masois, in Masay. So instead of Divosayim, Divosayimo. Or instead of Le Roshalayim, Roshalayimo. Or instead of La Midbor, Midbor. So here too, it says Chutzo, but it has the same meaning as Lachutz. And what does Lachutz mean? That Gdushin is not Eves Lachutz. Laizo. Uvishamai the Rav Yudah Marav. So how can Bishamai? So now Bishamai learns out from this posik that there is a chitzenis michlal diketnimis and only the chitzenis even though there is a pnimis and elvo, so the chitzenis is still shukal yivn, which is asur lishuk. So how do they know this aloha and the Dushin is not Eves? Zigmore says, the Bishama learn out both alohas. So, Ubishamai, Rav Yudah Marav Minolu, Milizor Nafke. So that Dushin is not Eves in Gomel Yishuk, they learn out from Lizor. But from Chutzo they learn out that even though there is a Pnimis, an Elvo, so still, and of course the Pnimis is not Shukal Yobim, so the Chitzenis is still Shukal Yobim. Ubisil name Teipuklo Milizo. Enoch name. So then the question is, so what does Ubisil do with Chutzo? Chutzo Lomeli L'Rabbi Sarus. L'Rabbi Sarus. In other words, that Eve, the sis brother died in the Iveson. There was no Nisui. So there is still Skukal Yib. Because, in other words, that's the Pshat in Chutzo. Chutzo, the Rabbi Sarusa, she nisar melo min Iveson, tzrich li yovn kinsuo, vi Chutzo mash machitzeino, shall we niskar vadai libi. Vidoch, mei Chutzo ha Chutzo, and Bisham I learn out the din that there is a din of zike even when they always died before Nisuin, so learn out from chutzah hachutzah, because you could say chutzah and the Torah says hachutzah. V'idoch, and the sila chutzah hachutzah lemasu. Alright, so in other words, so according to Rav Shimon ben Pazi, the reason as to why Bishamai don't darshan Mitzchayah is because they have Gzeras HaKos. But then Rove says, not because the reason as to why they don't have Bishamah, they don't have Mitzchayah, is not because they have a special Gzeras HaKos, but because of Isra. Rove Omar, Tamayu, the Bishamah, the Nisa Cholalise. Because, let's say, in the case where, in regard to the Elgo Vachais issue, so let's say Reuven and Shimon are two brothers. Reuven and Shimon are two brothers. Now Reuven is married to Rochel, and Shimon is married to Leah, and Rochel and Leah are two sisters. And then Reuven died. So then the Yisra of Achis Isho cannot be chal on the Yisra of Ishesach. So Mimele, she cannot part of the Torah. She cannot part of the Torah. Because there is no Israel. There is no Israel. So then the question arises, Monefsheh, if she cannot part of the Torah, because the Israel of Achis Isho is not Chal and the Israel of Ishesach, so there is no Elvo. So let she herself be Mishya Vemeh. So that's Tesis Kashe. And Tesis gives the Teres that the Gemara that Lamed Veitz mentioned. So the Gemara Gorobe says, Tamayi de Bishamayi de Misa Cholalis. So the Gemara is the Kashi, Tei Nachi Yechedin Osa Mez Vachakach Nosa Chai. Because now, according to Rav Shimon, so in Misa Cholalisea, Bein Bisa Kelo, Bein Bisa Mez. According to Rav Yezi, so in Misa Cholalisea, if there is no Misa Kelo, no Misa Mez. But if there is a Misa Kelo, no Misa Mez, then Misa is Cholalisea. Now, in connection with Achis Isho and the Shesach, so we have two situations. Let's say one situation is now Reuven and Shimon are two brothers and Rochel and Leah are two sisters. Now, ultimately, so at the end, so Reuven was married to Rochel and Shimon got married later. That's in the end. But one marriage took place first, and then the other. So one situation is where it's Nosa Mes Vahaki Nosa Chai. And the other situation is Nosa Chai Vahaki Nosa Mes. Now, assuming that Reuven is the one who died, so that means if Reuven first married Rochel. Now, he has a brother, Shimon. So at the moment when Reuven married Rochel, Rochel became Asuro and Shimon, and the score of the Yisr of Ishesach. Then later on, Shimon married Leah. So the Yisr of Ishesach was Chal first. Now the question is, when later on, when Shimon marries Leah, can the Yisr, can she become Asuro? Can Rochel become Asuro and Shimon also on the score of Achis Isho? So we say, so according to Rav Shimon, we say, "In Yisachal Yisrael, the Yisrael of Achis Isho cannot be Chal on the Yisrael of Ishesach." According to Rav Yezi, so the Yisrael of Achis Isho is the Yisrael of Achis Isho is Chal on the Yisrael of Ishesach. Why? Because when Reuven first married Rochel, so Rochel was Asuro, Rochel was Asuro and Shimon. But now that Shimon married Leah, so all the other sisters, let's say she has a sister Bilo and Zilpo, so they also become Osa. They also become Osa to Shimon. So Mimele, it's an Isakela. That's by definition, this is an Isakela. An Isakela, the second Isaiah includes other Chtichas. So that's an Isakela. So according to Rabbi Yisi, Isaiah is Chal in the case of Nosomes, Hakin Nosochai. So when the Mes, Reuven, first married Rochel, so then Rochel became Asura and Shimon Mitzad Isaiah of Ishesach. Then, when Shimon marries, later on, Shimon marries Leah, so... only Rochel was Asura. Only Rochel was Asura to Shimei. But Bilo and Zilpa not. And now that Shimei married Leah, so not only Rochel is Asura and Shimei, but because of the Yisrael of Achisisha, Bilo and Zilpa also. So Mimele, it's an Isakir. It's Kail Adachatiches. So Rabbi Yisi says, in the case of Nosa Mes v'Hakim Nosa Chai, so Yisrael is Chal Alisa, so Yisrael of Achisisha is Chal, and the Yisrael of Ishesach, because of Nisakeo. And Rav Shimon holds that we don't say Nisakeo, that in Nisakeo, Yisrael even Nisakeo. Suppose it's the other way around. Suppose that first Shimon, Nosa Chai v'Hakim Nosa Mes, Shimon first married Leah. So then Rochel became Rochel, the sister of Leah, became Asura and Shimon because of this Achisisha. Then later on, Reuben married Rochel. So according to Rav Shimon, the Yisrael of Ishesach is not Chal and the Yisrael of Achisisha. But according to Rav Yitzi, it is Chal. Why is it Chal in this case of Nosa Chai Vakinus Omes? Because of Isameisiv. Isameisiv means that it is Chal Igabei. She becomes that Rochel becomes Asuro to the other Achim. Let's say there are other brothers. There is Reuben and Shimon, there is Levi, there is Yehuda. Now first Shimon married Leah. So then Rochel, the sister of Leah, became Asuro and Shimon. Then when Reuben married Rochel, So Rochel becomes Asuro and Levi and Yehuda too. So Mimele, so since it's an Issa Meisiv, it's Meisiv Ligabe the other Achim. So Mimele it's Chal even Ligabe. So she becomes Asuro, Rochel becomes Asuro Ligabe Shimon too. So in other words, so Reb Shimon holds that in Issa Chal Issa, baby Issa Meisiv, baby Issa Kira. Reb Yesi holds that is in Issa Chal Alisa, but in Issa Meisiv Issa is Chal Alisa, and Issa Keil Issa is Chal Alisa. Now, so the Gemara says, Rovo Matamayid B'Shamayid Issa Chal Alisa. In other words, as Reb Shimon says, that even by Issa Keil, even by Issa Meisiv, so in Issa Chal Alisa. So the Gemara says, Kashe Tein Achei Chedin Oso Mes, V'Raki Nosa Chai. So when the Mes, Ruvei, first married Rochel, so Rochel became Asura and Shimon on the score of Ishesach. Then, when Shimon married Leah, so the Yisrael of Achisisha, she doesn't become Asura on the score of Achisisha. Because the Yosef Yisrael Achisisha, Vichayel, Yisrael Ishesach, even though it's killed the other sisters, the sin is a killer, but in Yisrael Lisa, by Yisrael Kelel. So then we understand. So why Bishamai say that the Tzore of Achisisha, the Torah of Achisisha, in the case of Noso Meis, V'Hakein Noso Chai, is Muteres. Is Muteres. Why? Because there is no Yisrael of Achisisha. Now, Elvo, the Yisrael Elvo, has to answer the Torah. But there is no Yisrael Elvo. Masha'in came, in the case, El Noso Chai, V'Hakach Noso Meis. But in the case where Shimon first married Leah, so then Rochel, the sister of Leah, became Asuro on the score of the Yisrael of Achisisha. And then Reuven married Rochel, so Achisisha got it. And if we say that Bishamai according, so Achisisha got it. So the Yisrael of Ishesach, is not Chal on the Yisrael of Achisisha. So Mimele, but there is an Yisrael Elvo, the Yisrael of Achisisha. So the Tzore should be Asuro. So why do Bishamai say, Mr. Asvore, that the Tzore is not Asuro? So the Gemara gives the Teretz, Kivim to Yose Yisrael Ishesach, V'chayu HaYisrael Achisisha, Havu Leitzor HaSevo Shalom Yimok Mitzvishal. I think that I want to mention that, what Rebbe Elchanan says. So in other words, but it's not muchach at all. It's from this Gemara, it's only muchach that according to Bishamai, according to Robes Pshat in Bishamai, Bishamai Shite is that the din of Yivam. So So the din of Yivn is only is based upon the otherwise Isarishesach. For example, I think I mentioned the Moshe, like Tumas Keanim, according to the Rambam Shittah. So the Shittah Rambam is that that the mitzvah of being mitamei likrevim is only incumbent upon Kehan. But the Yisrael is not mechuyev to be mitamei likrevim. Liochiv, liishtei, liobiv, liimei, lachisa shalohiso liish. That chiyuv of being mitamei lishisho krevim amurim beteiro, so that only applies to a Kehan. But it doesn't apply to one who is not a Kehan. The Raivet is chel. So what's the machlekes between the Rambam and the Raivet? According to the Rambam, according to the Raivet, so the mitzvah of Tumas Keanim Likrevim is not based upon the otherwise Isar Tumas Keanim. It's two separate things. First of all, there is an Isar for a Kehan to be mitami, to imes. And then there is a mitzvah upon every Jew to be mitami to Neshisha Krevim. According to the Rambam, the mitzvah of tumelikrevim is a mitzvah of chilukune. In other words, it's based upon the otherwise isatum. So in other words, when is there a mitzvah to be mitamelikrevim when otherwise there is an isatum? So the Torah says the Torah was mechayiv the chilukune to do that which otherwise would be an Isa. Mashein came by Israel, so even if they hadn't been craving, there wouldn't be an Isa to be mitame. So then there is no mitzvah of Tumen. So we see, so Rabbi is saying that according to Bishamai, the whole din of Zikin, mitzvah Sivim, is based upon the Isa of upon the Isa Rishesach, generally. So in other words, if there hadn't been an Isar of Ishesach in the Torah, suppose there had been no Isar of Ishesach. So then according to Bishamai, there wouldn't be a mitzvah of Yivim either. The only reason as to why there is a mitzvah of Yivim, because there is an Isar of Ishesach. So in case of a brother who died without children, so then the Torah was mechayev a mitzvah of Yivim. But where there is no Isar of Yivim, where there is no Isar of Ishesach, then there is no mitzvah of Yivim. That's according to Bishamai. So only according to Bishamai it is like that. But that does not mean that according to Bishil it's like that, you see. So Mimele, Rove says, Tamayit Bishamai. So he says, it doesn't make any difference whether it's Nosemes or Hakach Nosachai. Or Nosachai or Hakach Nosemes. And it applies to all the Arayas. Let's say Bite. So, let's say Ruvain and Osher are two brothers. And Ruvain was married to Sorar Basosher. And he had another wife. He had a wife, Bilhah. So then, according to Bishamai, so when Ruvain dies, so Osher can be Miyavim Bilhah. So, why? And he doesn't darshan the Drosha of Yitzreya. Why doesn't he darshan the Drosha of Yitzreya? Because since she was Asura, Sorach, the daughter of Osher. So before his brother Ruvain married her, so Sorach was also to Osher because of Bite. So Mimele, when Ruvain married Sorach, So the Iser of Ishesach is not Chal. So Mimele, that means when Ruvain dies, so there is no Iser of no otherwise Iser of Ishesach. So Mimele, there is no Din of Yidden. So Mimele, the Tzoreh below the other way, is the Tzoreh Serva Shaloi Moke Mitzveh, Vishal. So that is according to Bishamai. But according to Bishilo will say no, that the Isar, true that in this case there is no Isar of Ishesach, because the Isar of Ishesach could not be chal upon the Isar of Bite, or the Isar of Ishesach could not be chal upon any other is her elbow. So, but still, it is considered Zora's elbow b'moke mitzvah, because the zikah is not based upon the otherwise iser eshesach, only according to Bishamai. So it's analogous to the mitzvah of Tukas Keanim, according to Rambam Shite. But according to Bisilel, the mitzvah of Yivim is not based upon the otherwise iser eshesach. All right, now let's see the Rashi. In iser eshesach, all albiti shall say it's all avir. Hilkach lo yiramye, kamei li yivum. V'hanik imam dilesa. וכן באחיסי שהוא וכו'. ואוכל מפור של מילצה לרוב במסכונת מילצה. ומי הוא הוד פוריך, תן אחיך דנוסו, לא יודע מילצה לרוב, ויסוב עד לרוב, now the question is, so the alibi the MS, רוב is saying that according to בשמה, צורס אחיסי שהוא is not אסורו, because every צורס, so every צורס אלבו, every צורס אלבו is like צורס אלבו שהוא ימוק מיצה. Because the Yisar Elvo, because the Yisar, the Yisar Ishisach cannot be Chal and the Yisar Elvo, whether it's Bite or another Elv. So in Mele, there is no Yisar Ishisach, there is no Ishisach, so it's Tzoras Elvo Shol, so there is no Din of Yivim, so it's like Tzoras Elvo Shol in Mokim Mitz. So why does the Gemara ask, Hem Tel Achich Ad Nosa Mes Vach Ad Nosa Chai? El Nosa Chai Vach Ad Nosa Mes, Achis Ishikodim? So the answer is, the Havamin of the Gemara, the Makshin didn't know what Rove meant. And so the Makshin assumed that Rove was saying something else. Not that Rove is saying that according to Bishamai, so the mitzvah of Yivim is based upon the otherwise Yisar Ishesach. But Rove is saying, in the case of Achis Isho, in the case of Achis Isho, so then, so the Yisar Elvo is not Chal. So Memele, so then, so according to the Havamine, Bishama is aloche, the Tzora Servo is muteres, it's Tzora Servo. Tzora Servo is muteres, liyovim, is limited only to the to those arayes that are arayes, machmaskuva sishtei, let's say like achisishtei. But Tzora Zbitei, so according to the Havamin of the Gemore, Bishama would agree that Tzora Zbitei is asur. Only Tzora Zachisishtei is muteres. Because the Yisar of Achis Isho is not Chal and the Yisar of Ishesach in the case of Nosa Mes Varakei Nosa Chai. So, but Tzoras Bitei Bishamai would be made that she is Asur according to Havamin of Gemore. So the Gemore said, but even in regard to Achis Ishtei, even in regard to Achis Ishtei, because, and that wouldn't be difficult, because after all, where is that Haloche of Tzoras Elvo Asura mentioned? It's mentioned in the Pasuk Uvisho Achisho Visikach Mitzchayolik Alis Avosor Aleo B'chayo. So it's mentioned in connection with the Elvo Achis Isho. So Mimele, in the case of Nosa Mes V'haki Nosa Chai, so the Yisar of Achis Isho cannot be Chal according to Bishamai and the Yisar of Ishesach. So there is no Elvo. So Mimele the Tzoro is Muteres, is not the Tzoras Elvo. It's not the Tzoras Elvo. But let's say Bitei Tzoras Bitei according to Havamin of the Gemara, so Bishamai would agree that she is Asur. But the Gemara asked, but even in regard to Achis Isho, even in regard to Tzoras Achis Isho, Bishamai should limit the Aloche only to the case of Nosa Mes V'haki Nosa Chai, but not to the case, they should not apply their din to the case of Nosa Chai V'haki Nosa Mes. So he says, ואוכל מפור של מילצה לרוב מסכון המילצה, ומי הוא הוד דפור יחתן אחרי יחד נוסה, ולא יודע מילצה לרוב, ויסוב עד לרוב האחיס אישו וחיי צבו, לחודה יקוה, שקובו סי, על דגדוש. So, where's our dish? So, this is how Rashi explains. Now, the Ramban says, that this is a deichak. I mean to say, that Bishamai, Haloche applies only to Tzoras Achis Isho or other arayas who are arayas because of Kuvas Ishtei, but it doesn't apply to the arayas who are arayas because of Kuvas Atzmei, like Bitti. That's it. So he says as follows, the Ramban, because the Posik is mentioned, he says that even according to the Havamin of the Gemara, so Bishamai's din, the Tzora Servo is Muteres, applies not only to Achis Isho, but applies to all Arayas, even Bitte. But how? The answer is, Bisila who say the Torah Servo is Asur. How do they know? Because they dash in the Posik of Litzreya. Now Litzreya, the Posik of Litzreya, is mentioned in connection with Achis Isha. So if, assuming that all Achis Isha, assuming that all Achis Isha, every Achis Isha, there is no Israel war, so then Bishamai could apply the same thing to all Achis. Because Monefshech, there is no posik mentioned in connection of any other Achis Isha. So if we do darshan this droshe of Yitzchaya, so then that posik is mentioned in connection with Achis Isha. And if in connection with Achis Isha it cannot be visualized, so then it's a raya brure that we cannot darshan this posik. Because if we do darshan that posik, then we have to apply to Achis Isha. But in regard to Achis Isha, there is no Israel. So then Bishamai would be justified in applying this aloha, the Torah Servo is Muteres, even in regard to other arayas, like Bitei. Because since we cannot darshan the posik, because in connection, the posik is mentioned in connection with Achis Isha, and by Achis Isha, so there is no Iser of Achis Isha, because of an Iser, Chalav Iser. So in Mele, we don't darshan the posik. If we don't darshan the posik, so Mehicha Teise, Torah Servo should be Asura, even Bisilo would agree without the posik, the Torah Servo is Muteres. So the Gemara's Kashi is only as follows. So Bishleime, if you could apply this din of an Issachar Alisa in connection with every Achis Isha, Beinosomes Vakinosachai, Beinosachai Vakinosomes, then it's all right. So then we can understand Bishamai Saloche that no Torah, that every Torah Salvo is Muteres, even Torah's Bite. Because since we cannot visualize this Gzeres HaKosov in regard to Achis Isha, so we have no posik. If we have no posik in regard to Achis Isha, we certainly don't have a posik in regard to Bite. But the Kashi is that this posik can be visualized even in connection with Achis Isha, not in connection with the case of Nosomes Vakinosachai, but it can be visualized in connection with Achis Isha, in connection with the case of Nosachai Vakinosomes. So Tinachin Nosomes Vakinosachai, Rosis Achis Isha Chayla Yisrael Shisach. But there is another situation. Elo Nosachai Vakinosomes Achis Isha Kodim. So Mimele, you can still, even if you apply the Aloha Vinisachal Alisa, you can still visualize the droshe of Yitzchaya. And if we have such examples across in connection with Achis Isha of Nosomeis, of Nosochai Vahakim Nosomeis, so Mimele, we apply it to all other Arayas. So the Gemara gives a Teretz, no. Given the Yose, Yisar Yishisach, Yichai La Yisar Achis Isha, Havle Tzorah Servo Shloi Mokim Mitzvah, Vishan. So Mimele, it applies to all Arayas, and the reason is because in all Arayas, according to Bishamai, so the Iser of Ishisach is not Chal on the Iser Arvo. Whatever the Arvo is. So the Iser Ishisach is not Chal on the Iser Arvo. And if the Iser Ishisach is not Chal on the Iser Arvo, so Mimele, there couldn't be any Zike, there couldn't be any Mitzvah. So Mimele, the Tzore is the Tzore Arvo, Shalom of the Mitzvah. So according to Bishamai, so the Heter Iser Ishisach is at the core of Zike. In other words, when can there be Zike in the mitzvah of Yivn? If without Zike there would be an Iser Ishisach. But if the situation is such that without Zike there wouldn't be an Iser Ishisach either, so Mimele there is no mitzvah of Yivn. But Bisilel don't have to agree with this Yisod of Bisham. You don't have to agree with this Yisod of Bisham. Now, I think that I mentioned that in connection with the machlekes between Rav Asi and Rove, That's the way that Torah silence is asur. Rav Asher says Torah silence is asur. Why? Because since there is no zikeh, so she becomes affected with the iser of ishesach. So the Torah is a Torah of ishesach, like Torah ishesach shloim belong. But Rav is chilik, and we pass like Rav. So the question is, why should Torah silence be different than Torah ishesach shloim belong? So we said that according to Rav, when is the Torah Elva Asuro, if the Yisar Elva is the cause, is the Sibbe of the Hafko Ezike of the Elva. So Mele, just as the Yisar Elva is Mafkia the Zike of the Elva itself, so it's Mafkia the Zike of the Torah as well. Mashenkin Bailanes, so it's not that the Yisar Ishesach is the cause, the Sibbe of the Hafko Ezike. Islandess, there is no Zike because Ashotin is part of islandess. And so there is that way around. In other words, since there is Afko Zike in islandess, so Mele, the Afko Zike of islandess is the cause of the Yisar Ishesach. So there we cannot say, just as the Yisar Ishesach is Mafkia the Zike in islandess, so it's Mafkia the Zike in the Torah of the islandess too. Because it's not the Yisar Ishesach that was Mafkia the Zike in islandess. It's the Shem islandess that was Mafkia the Zike in islandess, not the Yisar Ishesach. I mean, that's a small option. So then the question arises, so according to Rove, why is Soras Yisachem Shalohi Belome? Soras Yisachem Shalohi Belome Asuro? There too we should say, it's like Soras Islandess, because there is Exil Sakosu, Ki Yishivachem Yad, Shalohi Yishivachas Beilo. So that means there is no Zike if it's Lohi Belome. So Mimele the Yisar Ishesach is Chal, so according to Rove, Tzoras Ishesach Shalom Yivlom Eshim Mutare, so we said at that time, so it's Muchach from that Ixeras HaKosuf of Ishesach Shal Shkiyishu Achim HaYardov, that there is no Zike in Ishesach Shalom Yivlom Eshim, is not because there is no Zike. Because the Torah was not Matir, the Yisar Ishesach, Ligabi Enach Shalom Yivlom Eshim. The Torah was Matir. The Yisar Ishesach only vis-a-vis Enach that had the Yeshivach as Beilom with the deceased brother. But vis-a-vis the Ach who did not have a coming Yeshiva, a coming living with the deceased brother, the Torah was not Matir, the Yisar Ishesach. And suppose there had been no Yisar Ishesach, so then there would be a mitzvah of even Ishesach before you belong to. So in other words, so in order to explain that, we were forced to say that the reason as to why Torah Yisachem Shalom Yivlom is Asuro, and we don't equate it with Torah Silenes, because by Torah Yisachem Shalom Yivlom, the Yisar Ishesach is the Sibbe of the Hafko Ezike. But how can we say that? Only if we say that if there hadn't been an Yisar Ishesach, then there would be Zike. Even in Ishesach Shalom Yivlom took. So then we have to assume that the Zike and the Mitzvah Yivlom is not based upon the otherwise Yisar Ishesach. So then the Kashi is. But here Bishama is saying that the reason is why Torah Servo is not Asuro is because the Yisar Chalam is there. So Mimele Torah Servo Shalom Yivlom Mitzvah Vishaya. So that means, so Bishama is saying, in effect, that the mitzvah of Yivim is based upon the otherwise Yisar Ishesach. The answer is, according to Bishama, it is like that. But according to Bezilel, it's not like that. And according to Bezilel, there would be a mitzvah of Yivim even if there hadn't been an Yisar Ishesach. And if there had been a mitzvah of Yivim, even without an Yisar Ishesach, then Ishesach Shalom Yivlom would also be Skukal Yivim. But the fact is that there is an Yisar Ishesach. But the mitzvah of Yivim is not based upon the Yisar Ishesach. So, and that's the machlokes between Bishama and Bezilel, as to whether the mitzvah of Yivim is based upon the Yisar Ishesach, or it's not based upon the Yisar Ishesach. Alright. Now, let's see the tasters here. V'yotze Yisar Achis Isho, v'chayel ha-Yisar Ishesach, v'im teima, kivin di Yisar Achis Isho v'chayel, tisya b'me'ar v'kuf. So Bishama is saying, the Shama, I say, I mean, that is in the Havamin of the Gemara. I mean, but the Maskona of the Gemara is, as Rashi explains, that it's not because the Yisar of Achis Isho is not Chal on the Yisar of Ishesach, but It means that the Yisrael Shesach is not Chal on the Yisrael Elbow, whether it's Achis Isha or whatever Elbow it is. But the Havamin of the Gemara was that the reasons why the Shammai say Tzoras Elbow is Muteres, because there is no Elbow. There is no Elbow, because the Yisrael Achis Isha cannot be Chayel on the Yisrael Shesach, in the case of the Elbow of Achis Isha. So there is no Elbow. The Yisrael of Achis Isha is not Chal and the Yisrael of Ishesach. So that's why the Tzor is Muteres. So Monev Shech, if the Yisrael of Achis Isha is not Chal and the Yisrael of Ishesach, so let the Achis Isha herself be Misyabemes. As far as the Yisrael, because there is no Yisrael Achis Isha, and as far as Ishesach is concerned, so in every moment there is Ishesach. The Torah is Matir, so the Torah should be Matir. This Ishesach too? Yeshleima. Yisrach is isho misle tole. Vikoi. Ipoka yisrach isach. Ose vichayu. Hilkach lo ipoka. So I mean, Tesis mentioned that in the form of the Kashi and the Teres, but actually, the Gemara, it's a Gemara, the Flamed Veis. Turn to Gemara, the Flamed Veis. There, the Flamed Veis, Omed Aleph. Tome Rabon. Just beneath the Mishnah. Bo leo chayu lo mishim ish isach, om shmach is isho. Dibu Rabi Yisri. Rab Shimon Eimer chayu lo shisach bevah. ותאי רב שימן אמר חייב ומשבח יסי שבלבד לא יקשה כאן שנוס החייב רק כנוס המס דן יש חייב ומשבח יסי שבלבד וכאן שנוס המס רק כנוס החי so then he is חייב because only of איש יסך ורב שימן היכד נוס המס ורק כנוס החי so first the ישר איש יסך is חל then the ישר איש יסי שכנת בכל because Rav Shimon holds in Yisachar al Yisar even Bisakelel. So Kim Yisach is Yisho Lechayel Tisyam Yivume. So this is the Gemara's Kashe. So what Tesis says, this is the Gemara's Kashe. Om Rav Ashe Yisrach is Yisho Misle Tole Vikoy Yipoka Yisar is Yisach Os Yisrach is Yisho Vichayel Vihilkach Lo Yipoka. So let's see what Rashi says. Misle Tole Diyah Vipoka. In the case of Nose, Meis, Vahaki Nose Chai, the Yisrael Shesach is Chal. So Mimele, when Shimon later on marries Leo, so Rochel does not become Asura on Shimon, on the score of Achis Isha. So the Kashi was, let Rochel, when Reuben dies, let Rochel be Misyabemes to Shimon. So the Gemara says, Mr. Tol, Diyah Bekoki Yisrael Shesach, Havachai Yisrael Achis Isha, Dahaydu Lechai Omni Kore, Mishim Taimi Yisrael Shesach, da bekoy kamay hilkach hoyu vi sarach si sho mulchem ve im idvoch lo leo ptum nayu so of course we pakay sarach sach ve khayim shim ze sach but so he says hoyu vi is a washing of rashi is hoyu vi sarach si sho mulchem ve im idvoch lo leo so it's mashma from rashi's loshen that which is a elvo prevents even the sarach si sho. So the reason as to why she is not Misyabemes is because of the Yisrael of Achis Isha. Even though at present the Yisrael of Achis Isha is not Chal and Shimon. It's not Chal yet. But it's Mucheveimit. In case the Yisrael Ishesach becomes Muter, so then the Yisrael Ishesach is Muchen to be Chal. So Memele seems the Yisrael Achis Isha is Muchen to be Chal. So Mimele the Yisrael of Achis Isha prevents him. That's how it's Mashal for Rashi. That's the Yisrael of Achis Isha that prevents him. Now, that prevents him. Now, what does Taisa say? Taisa says, Lipoka, there the Flamed Veis, the Avo Gav Lechayel, Yisr Achis Isho, Asur Nama Atzor Li Yivume, Kibn de Lipoka, Yisr Achis Isach, Moy Island is the Yisr Achis Isho, Avo Gav Deim Bo El Yisr Achis Isach Lichu. So in other words, so it's mashma from Tesis, whereas from Rashi it's mashma. That the reason is why Lei, Amin Roche, is not Misyabemes. Is not Misyabemes. To Shimon is because of the Yisrael of Achis Isha. Even though at present the Yisrael of Achis Isha is not Chal, בוצין זיצאים אין דיצמוכון ומזומה. To be חלנין, the moment the Yisra Yisra becomes muter, so memele the Yisra of Chesisho prevents it. So Rashi Shita is that because of the Erev of Chesisho, she's not Yisra Benes. But Teisra says, ויעבור גב לחי על יסר החיסישו אסור לה מעצור ליבומה כיוון בלי פוקה יסר ישסח כמו איילנז די יסר אסורוסו אף על גב די בו אל יסר ישסח לחודי. So he makes the analogy with צורס איילנז. צורס איילנז, what is רעבו? אסר זה צורה די יסר ישסח. So here too it's משמע that the reason is why the צורה of the החיסישו, the tzor of the chesisho is asuro. The reason is why the tzor of the chesisho is asuro is because of the erev of ishesach. He equates it with tzor asylenes. So that was teisus ischelik anashi. Teisus ischelik anashi. So there is a revolver on there. So at first revolver says it seems that teisus ischelik anashi, and then revolver says no, it's not. It doesn't necessarily follow that there is a machlekes between Rashi and Teisus. Teisus could agree with Rashi that the reason as to why the Achisisho herself is not Misya Bemes is because of the Yisrael of Achisisho. Even though at present the Yisrael of Achisisho is not Chalas yet, but since it's Muchon and Zumen to be Chal, the moment the Yisra Yishesach becomes Muter, so Memele, there could not be an Yiv. So Teisus could agree with Rashi's Lomdes. But that Lomdes is only Shayach, according to Teisus, Ligabi da Chisisho herself. Masha'im came Ligabi, the Tzor of da Chisisho. So there must be an Yisrael at present, not a potential Yisrael. As far as the Elva Dachis Isho herself is concerned, so that it's not necessary that there should be the Isra Elva in actuality. As long as potential there is an Isra Elva, because the moment the Isra Ishesach will become Muter, so Memele the Isra Ishesach will be Chal, so Memele there cannot be any Yiv. That's in regard to Dachis Isho herself. So Rashi discusses Dachis Isho herself, but Teisves discusses the Tzoras Achisisho. As far as the Tzoras Achisisho, which is deduced from the posik of Isho v'lachiso v'sikach v'tzreya regalis avoso aleo v'chayeo, so that Gzeres HaKosov only implies that the Tzore of a Nervo in actuality, not a Nervo who can become a Nervo, only an Elvo who is presently an Elvo, in actuality an Elvo, not just Muchon Mzumeh, to be Chal. So an Elvo presently, in actuality an Elvo, asas the Tzor. Now, so Revol explains it on the basis of the premise that Tzoras Elvo is a new Elvo. And he says, he mentions the Raya from the Gemara d'Afres, but when we went over this Gemara, so he mentions the Raya, Umayshne Elvod Litzrichekro, the Inese Deichelise Shevekores, so an Amelite boy Krom Shinese Deichelise Shevekores. So it's a Gemara Mefreshes, he says, that it's a new love and a new Kores, a new Elvod. But when we went over this Gemara, so we said there was no Raya from this, because this Gemara says, if we didn't have the Gzeres HaKosuf of Aleo. So then if we didn't have the Gzeres HaKosuf of Aleo, so then I would say that the Posik of Ishel Lachis on Isikach Mitzreya implies that Tzoras Elvo is Asuro Bein Bimokim Mitzvah Bein Shalim Bimokim Mitzvah. As the Gemara says, that Eino Chaname, what's the Teretz of the Gemara? The Gemara says there, Eino Chaname, Horekom HaMishmi Dorobe, Tzore Name Lo Yisrichko, Ki Yisrichko Li Mishcha Tzore Shaloi Bimokim Mitzvah. So that word, so when the Gemara said Tzoren Amelie Tiboyikro, the Gemara means once we have the Gzeres HaKosuf of Mitzray and we didn't have Olel, so then we would have to say that Tzoras Elvo is a new Yisr, a new love, a new chorus, a new elbo. Because just as the Torah mentions in this pasuk a love against Achis Isho and chorus for Achis Isho, the Torah also would be mentioning a new love against Soras Achis Isho and chorus against Soras. So then we would have to say that it's a new elbo. Masha'in kin alib de emes. That there is exeras hakosev of Aleo. And the Aleo tells us that the aloha of Yitzchayr, the Tzoras Achis Isho is Asuro, is only b'makemitze, shalom b'makemitzvinat. So then it's mistaber. Why? Monefshech, if it's a new elbow, so she should be Asuro under all circumstances, just as Achis Isho is Asuro under all circumstances. And since that the exeras hakosev of Aleo tells us that she is not a sur under all circumstances, only mokem mitzvah. So then the pshat in the exosakosim of Yitzchayr is there is no zike. So really, she kabla sur on the score of Eshesach. So there is no raya, I mean, from the Gemara. And then we saw that Rashi and Tesfes Daf Gimel say in so many words, that it's not a new le'alvo, it's not a new love, it's only the exosakosim only tells us there is no zike, so the Torah's elbow becomes affected to the iser of Eshesach. So Revolvo takes it for granted that according to all Rishenim, so Tzoras Elvo is a new Elvo. So he explains it on that score. But we can say the same thing that Revolvo says, even if we assume that Tzoras Elvo is not a new Elvo. Is not a new Elvo. But it's, so what does the Zakosov tell us? The Zakosov tells us that the Yisr Elvo of the Elvo is Mafkia the Zike of the Torah. So, but that Zera Sakosu only applies to a case where there is an Yisr Elvo in actuality, not where it's in a potential state. But as far as the Yom, as far as the Elvo itself is concerned, so then even if there is no Yisr Elvo presently, but it's Muchon Nimzumen to Bechal, so Mele, there cannot be any Yim. So Mele, we can accept what Revelo says, that there is no machlekes between Rashi and Tesis. But Tesis can also agree with Rashi that the reason as to why Achis Isho is not Messiah Bemes is because the Yisr Achis Isho, the Yisr of Achis Isho does not allow Yim. But Tesis holds that is only Shayach Ligabi the Elva herself, Ligabi the Achis Isho herself. But Ligabi the Tzor of the Achis Isho, so he could not say, since if the Yisr Eshesach will be Chal, so Memele, she will become Asuro, Mitzod Yisr of Achis Isho will be Chal, so Memele, the Tzor should also be Asuro. But the Zerzakosov of Litzreir only applies to a case where there is a Yisr Achis Isho at present. Not where an Yisr Achis Isho that is Muchan Umzumen to Bechal. So Teisve says the Kashe. So why is the Tzor of Achis Isho Asuro after all? There is no Yisr of Achis Isho at present. So why should it Bechal? So Teisve says, no. Since the Yisr of Yisach cannot become Muter, why can the Yisr of Yisach become Muter? Because once it becomes Muter, so it will be replaced by another Yisr. So the Mele, there is no Heter on the Yisr of Yisach. So that Yisr of Yisach is like Yisach of Shloim Lomei. So the Mele, so the Yisr of Yisach of Shloim Lomei, as is the song. All right, thank you.
Shur Samachal 64 Shur Nivamos Yitches Adar Aleph Tavshan Law February 1997
on Thursday. So the Yisr of Yisach is not Chal on the Yisr of Achis Isho. So Mimele it's like Tzora Selva Shaloi Mokim Mitzvah and Ishaya. So it's Mashma. From this Gemara, that according to Bishama, so when is there a mitzvah of Yivam? Only when without the mitzvah of Yivam, there would be a Niser of Yisach. But if without the Din Yivam, there wouldn't be a Niser of Yisach anyway, then there is no mitzvah of Yivam. In other words, it's analogous to the Shittas HaRambam, Ligabe, Tumas, Thomas Kreivin. Thomas Kehanim the Kreivin. So that the Rambam Shita is Davke by Kehanim, there is a mitzvah. Where otherwise there is an Isaiah. So the Torah is Mechayev. Is Mechayev, is Matir, and is Mechayev, Tumel Kehanim. So here too, according to Bishamai, Davke where there is, where normally there is, where otherwise there would be an Isaiah of Ishesach. So in case of Yeshuachim Yardov, so the Torah is Matan Isar Yishesach. But where there is no Isar Yishesach, even without Zike, so then there is no Zike, there is no Mitzvah. That's how it's Mashma according to Bisham. But, so from the Gemara, it's only Mashma that Bisham I say that. But it doesn't mean that we still agree with this, because this is a terrific Chiddush. Alright, the Gemara says it. But the Gemara says it, I'll leave it to Bishamai. But the Gemara doesn't say it, I'll leave it to Bishilal. So we could say that the reason is why Bishilal is Chelik and Bishamai. And they say that Tzoraser is Asuro, and they don't apply the Svore of Enisachal Yisera, because they say, true Enisachal Yisera. So the Yisera, Ishisach is not Chal and Yisach is Ishor, or the Yisera Ishisach is not Chal and the Yisera, of Bitei and all the other Rayas. But it's still, there is Mokimitzvah. It's still Mokimitzvah. Mitzvah is not based upon the otherwise Isar Eshesach. Now, let's see what the Rishayim say. The Ramban, and the Rashbo, and the Ritva. Now first the Ramban mentions what I discussed last time. I mean Rashi's Pshat and the Rai Pshat. Because according to Rashi, so the Havamin of the Gemara was that Bishamai is Amatir, Tzores Erbo Leachim, only by certain Arayas. In other words, like the Arayas of Achisisho, or all the Arayas that emanate from Kuvas Ishti. From Kuvas Ishtay. But, let's say, the Arayas that emanate from Kuvas Atzmei, Bishamai, are not matter itself. According to Aram. So the Gemara says, even in the case of Achis Ishtay and the Arayas that emanate from Kuvas Ishtay, so Teinach, Eiche Dinoso Mes, Vahakach Nosachai. So the Yisar Ishisach is Chal first. So then Yisra Fahisho is not Khalam Yisarishisak. So maybe there is no Elva Fahisho that should ask the Tzor. But Nosachai Vakach Nosames. So the Yisra of Fahisho is Khal first. So then it should ask this. So even Fahisho itself, there is a situation where the Tzor should not be Osa. The Tzor should not be Osa. So the Gemara says in the Teret, even in the case of Nosachai, Vakach Nosames, so Mele, the Tzor is not Tosa because it's Tzor Esav Shalom Mokimitzvah. So Mele, by the Tzor Esav Olarayas, it's like Tzor Esav Shalom Mokimitzvah. So that means that according to Rashi, the Havamin of the Gemara was that Bishamai are only matter the Tzor Esav Achizisho, or the other Arayas that emanate from Kuvas Ishtei, but not the Tzor is that emanate from Kuvas Hatz. So the Ramban doesn't like that. So he says, "Vein pirus el michveh." So then he mentioned the Raivet Pshat. V'Raivet Zahal pirush tamayi l'bishamai v'shim d'inis achol al lisa v'al kol chachlo yechoto l'midrash l'itzchei l'itzchor asach yisisho lo'y miyavne v'chim d'ibot l'itzchei kule tzor edu 15 no shim shayi do kule machesishi yalfinon v'mishim mochak shinon tina v'nose mesach k'nosachai אלו נוסח חי תחילו אחיסי שקודי ובו מקמינון לצרי so במילה הישיר עם כל התחיל לעצמי והיא תקשה היא הוכה אל וגופה תסיעב מיובה so I mean the same קשה so this קשה of the Ramban has reference to the shakl of Tali of the Havamin of Gemara when the Gemara said Teinach היכל נוסם סמכך נוסח חד, לא יוצא ישרח איסט אישו, וחי אלא ישר שסך, ישרח איסט.